The Federal Arts Minister has threatened to withdraw government funding from arts organisations that reject corporate sponsorship. George Brandis is responding to the decision by the board of the Sydney Biennale to sever ties with its long-standing sponsor Transfield Holdings, a decision he calls a shameful insult to an outstanding Australian family. The Biennale was facing threats by artists to boycott the event because of the sponsor's connections to a government contract to run detention centres on Manus Island and Nauru. Senator Brandis has now written to the Australia Council, asking it to come up with a new funding formula which would see government funding withdrawn if an arts body rejects corporate sponsorship. David Mark has our report.
The artists who threatened to boycott the Sydney Biennale have got what they wanted. The show's sponsor, Transfield Holdings, has withdrawn its involvement. It's 6% of the Biennale's total budget. In other words, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. But the protest action has sparked a strong reaction from the federal government, which could cost the arts in Australia much more.
This is a really disgraceful thing for the board of the Biennale to have done.
The Federal Arts Minister, Senator George Brandis.
Why the board of the Biennale would allow itself to be bullied by artists into treating a generous sponsor in this shabby way escapes me. And the grounds that were given are entirely spurious and unsatisfactory grounds, because certain participants in the Sydney Biennale claim to disagree with the government's policy in relation to the Manus Island Detention Centre.
The federal government funds the arts through the Australia Council. By law, the minister can't give the council directions on specific decisions, but he does have the power to direct the council about how it operates. Now, Senator Brandis has written to the Australia Council, instructing it not to give money to organisations which unreasonably reject private funding.
Well, what I've in fact asked the Australia Council to do is to develop a policy so that it would be a condition of the receipt of Australia Council funding that the arts organisation concerned not unreasonably refuse or unreasonably terminate private sponsorship.
What would be the definition of unreasonable?
Well, I'll leave that for the Australia Council to develop.
That is obviously going to be very subjective, isn't it? You believe this case is unreasonable, but other people may not, or there might be other circumstances where there are varying opinions on what constitutes unreasonable.
Well, that's absolutely right, and that's why I've left it to the Australia Council to consider the matter. And I agree with you that different minds might come to different conclusions.
Will you have to tick off on that definition?
Well, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, because one of the issues in developing such a policy will be to consider who should be the authority that determines whether or not the behaviour is reasonable or unreasonable. Now, I don't, frankly, have a fixed or dogmatic view about whether it should be the Australia Council, whether it should be the Minister, or whether it should be some third-party arbiter. That is something that I'd welcome the views of the Australia Council about.
But presumably not the views of the opposition spokesman for the arts, Mark Dreyfus.
I think this is very concerning behaviour from Senator Brandis. What it seems to be is him seeking to interfere in the grants process at the Australia Council. Last week we had reports of him interfering with the Australia Day honours process, and now it seems that he's wanting to threaten artists' funding if they disagree with government policy.
But he might argue that he's not interfering, and he stipulates that the word unreasonable is key here, that that funding should only be refused if it's unreasonable.
Well, unreasonable according to whom? It would seem that he thinks it's unreasonable to disagree with government policy. It's unreasonable for artists to freely express their political views. This is an arts minister who is quite happy to champion freedom of speech for the Institute of Public Affairs or for Andrew Bolt or for right-wing views that he agrees with, but is prepared to bully artists, is not prepared to stand up for freedom of expression.
The World Today asked the Australia Council and the Sydney Biennale to comment on Senator Brandis's letter to the Council, but neither body has responded.
David Mark reporting.